That's true. I guess you can look at it then.
Yeah. Something like that. In 2 months.
Does the Portland game, is that enough time gone that is just a blip? Or just like we saw the last four?
Yeah, you know, a loss is a loss, and that was an unfortunate one. We had a tough go at it there in the first half, and tried to get back in it there at the end of the game. But you know, I think sometimes you sort of evaluate yourself not so much on game to game, but blocks of games. You know, you look at 5-game blocks or 10-game blocks, and you know, I think for the most part, you have to give them credit. They shot the ball well. They hit some tough shots early and got some confidence, and we just played horribly. So I think for the most part, you look at the last 5-6 games we played going into the break, I thought we played well, and hopefully we can continue. I'll take 5 out of 6, you know, these next 29 any day. So, but, you know, it doesn't get any easier. We have Memphis and Dallas back-to-back, both very good teams, both teams in the hunt for the playoffs. And, you know, Memphis is playing with a lot of confidence. They're so much better this season. They beat us twice. Dallas just had that big trade. So they're, you know, they're trying to regroup and make this playoff push. So, you know, we just got to get 5 out of every 6. If we can do that, then we'll be okay.
Do you pay attention to the standings now, looking, because some things are so bunched up?
I mean, you do it just because, you know, they're in the locker room posted. But yeah, you're more focused and certainly worried about us and just us playing well. If we can, you know, continue to build on that last road trip and play well, and that's all you can, you know, and get wins, then that takes care of itself. But I'm sure as the days and weeks go by and as we get closer to April and to the end of the season, you know, every game is certainly going to mean something, and everyone's going to be really keen in and watching now. So the main thing for us, if we want to take care of business and seeds and all that, is win 5 out of every 6.
Based off your experience, how do you or how do teams that you've been on react if there are midseason trades? Like with Dallas, and something should happen here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you never want to sort of speculate on what could happen, you know, or what if, or, you know, I've been around long enough and there's been a lot of rumors, and 95% of the time the rumors don't end up happening or aren't true. So, you know, as a professional, you know, I've been conditioned to just, you know, go out and play and put my focus and energy on what's at hand, and that's our team, and that's our team as it is, and making this playoff push, and so many hypotheticals or what ifs or different scenarios. You know, I leave that to the media and the barbershops, and let us just focus on going out and playing good basketball.
Steve said that he wants to see this team finish the season together. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Steve Kerr?
No, Steve.
Oh. Got to clarify with Steve. Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is when you get into this start of the season and, you know, you come here as a whole team in late August and work together and put your body through a whole lot of punishment, but more importantly, really bond with one another, you become very close. It becomes like a family-like atmosphere. And when you go through the highs and lows of a season, winning on the road like we did last week and then losing together against Portland, you know, that really just it just bonds you. It brings you together and you become like family. And the tough thing about this business, at least from my past, is, you know, you go through that experience and then, you know, guys are gone. Guys are free agency or trades or what have you. And so it's a tough business in that regard. You know, I miss Orlando Tucker, you know. I mean, he didn't play a whole lot, but he was an important piece to our team, a guy that everybody loved and was so, yeah, in a perfect world, yeah, you know, you hope that things work out. But more importantly, I hope that, you know, hope Amari gets as much money as he can. You know, I mean, I want him to, he's a great player, great heart, great friend, and you want to see him get the most and maximize his opportunity as an athlete. So what that means, I don't know. Certainly, I love playing with him, and hope that can continue. But I understand he and the Suns got to work things out, and, you know, whatever happens, I'm not in control of that. I'm sitting on the sidelines and waiting to see what happens.
Out of the other side of the trade deadline, the team is still competitive?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think you know, you always want to be competitive, and especially when you're in the hunt, you know. And so, like I said, right now we're focusing on the playoffs. You know, Alvin said, hey, we got 29 more games. We're a playoff team. We got to play good basketball here. And, you know, we got to focus more on the things we did do in that stretch of five games, and just understand that when we don't do those things, we have a game like against Portland. And so, you know, our mindset, our attitude, our belief is that we're a playoff team. And, you know, like I said, you don't get into all the what-if scenarios and this, that, and the other. You know, what if Jordan came back to the team? You know, what if Dan Marley lost 20 pounds and came back out and suited up? You know, all these what-ifs, you know, drive yourself crazy. I'd like to see that, Dan come back.
How surprised were you Friday night? Were you watching the opening ceremonies at all?
No, I didn't see it.
No,
I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
Did you know he was going to do that
here? Nah, didn't know. Didn't know. I knew he was going to have a torch run. I'm just shocked that he had to share it with others. I figured he's Mr. Canada. I thought he would just be lighting it himself, you know.
Gretzky too. I mean, that's
true. So, but no, it's a great honor for him, and you know, we all know, you know, how important he is to that country and the things that he does. He represents that country so great, and it's only fitting that he had an opportunity to be a part of that, you know, that magical moment. And I'm sure for him, haven't talked to him since then, but I'm sure I'll get all the play-by-play as to how it felt and how it all went.
Good trip.
All right.
No problem.